Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 20th of March. The US Federal Reserve yesterday left policy unchanged, to the surprise of absolutely no one. It also published a set of forecasts. Growth was revised lower for the next 3 years, and the Fed's projections are that the economy will grow significantly slower than it has done over each of the last 4 years. Inflation forecasts were also revised up for this year and next. Stagnating growth and higher inflation has the media twitching with barely concealed excitement and rushing to break out the stagflation headlines. Stagnant growth and higher inflation is stagflation, but the word tends to give the impression of a return to Nixon-era levels of stress, and that's just not fair now. Tariffs will raise inflation first and lower growth second, so it's not a very unusual set of forecasts. And, of course, the forecasts have to come with a considerable degree of uncertainty, because the erratic nature of US government policy at the moment and the unpredictable nature of second-round effects from those policies means that it would be foolish to claim any certainty for the economic outlook. US President Trump's response to this was that tariffs were a reason to cut interest rates, which, in their opinion, the Fed should be doing. This gives a clear but unsurprising signal of what will happen if the Fed loses its policy independence. Trade taxes can cause rate cuts if the focus is on the growth damage wrought by the tax increase and not the inflation wrought by the additional tax burden. The Federal Reserve did announce a change to quantitative policy. The Fed will be reducing its balance sheet more slowly. Interpreting this requires care. The whole point of monetary economics is about the balance of liquidity demand and liquidity supply. This is why we cannot say increasing money supply causes inflation. It's only when money supply exceeds money demand that you get that. The Fed has been responding recently to lower levels of money demand by reducing money supply or shrinking its balance sheet. Now that money supply and money demand are more in balance, the Fed can afford to slow the pace with which money supply is being reduced, without significantly changing the money supply, money demand balance. This is not therefore really an easing of policy and should be regarded broadly as a stabilisation. UK's January labour market data comes with an official warning not to trust many of the statistics because no one fills in the labour force survey anymore. Nonetheless, for what it's worth, the data was not especially exciting. Average earnings have stable and positive growth, some of which will be due to people trading up to better paid jobs rather than specific roles giving out pay rises. Real household incomes should be supported by this whole process. Employment growth is still reported as being quite strong. Official growth data does tend to underreport UK economic activity, and ongoing migration trends and other signals are consistent with the idea of reasonably good rising UK employment. We have more ECB speakers today, including ECB President Lagarde, who is likely to get some market attention. German producer price inflation was weaker than expected in February, and the US fully fed business sentiment opinion poll is due. The polarization of US society makes this largely meaningless noise, but that's unlikely to stop the noise being amplified for partisan political purposes. That's all for today. Have a good day.